Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a fresh new edition of Phillies Today, where the Philadelphia Phillies salvage, do not get swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and improve their record to 63-36 on the season, first in the National League East standings. Of course, as they have pretty much almost the entire season. And the Phils continue on after beating Pittsburgh yesterday by a score of 6-0. So Phils get the win yesterday against Pittsburgh. And thank gosh, they don't get swept by the Pirates. And I'll actually get to that in just a little bit. We'll expand a little more on not getting swept and why I think it is a bit important that they don't get swept out of the gate by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Fun show for you today. Bit of a more normal show. You know, last show previewed the second half and talked about the All-Star break and, you know, all the festivities of that. But today, going to do more of a normal show. We'll recap yesterday's game. We will give the takeaways from yesterday's game and takeaways of the series overall. And then we'll preview tonight's game against Minnesota and the rest of the series for the next couple of days. And then we'll update you on some injuries and moves for some important starting pitchers for your Fightins and somebody that you just knew this was going to happen. Recent news for somebody that you just knew this was going to happen. So we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But a little short recap, key highlights from yesterday. We'll fast forward top of the second. Weston Wilson, sack fly to bring home Alec Boehm to make it an early 1-0 game. Garrett Stubbs, that same inning, would also have an RBI single that would bring home Edmundo Sosa, 2-0 early for the Phils. Tyler Phillips with a great outing. He would give you 6 shutout innings before getting it to the bullpen later in the game. A great showing by Tyler Phillips. He doing what he does for the Phils early here. And then top of the seventh, that's pretty much where the game broke open, so to speak, for your Phils. And all thanks to O'Neill Cruz, because Kyle Schwarber hits a ground ball to second base and it was flipped over to O'Neill Cruz, who looked like it should have been an easy double play, especially with Schwarber hitting the ground ball. But Garrett Stubbs goes to second, and O'Neill Cruz drops the ball flipped to him. I guess he was just worried about getting that ball over to first base, and him doing that ends up first and second for the Phils. Trey Turner, then the next batter, with an RBI single that would bring home Garrett Stubbs from second. And then Phils get a couple more runs this inning on a Bryce Harper ground out to second base that would bring home Kyle Schwarber. And then Alec Bohm, always bringing in runs himself, RBI single to left field. Trey Turner would score 5-0. And then in top of the ninth, add a little bit of, I guess, insurance. Nick Castellanos hitting a solo home run to left field, 6-0 Phils, and Jose Ruiz would come in to get the save. So the Phillies would win 6-0 against the Pittsburgh Pirates, doing their job and, you know, escaping the sweep to start the second half. And that's my first takeaway from this game, was I do think it's important to escape the sweep starting the second half. Now, look, you had a chance in the first game. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. You had a chance to win that first game or really win this series, but you didn't, and you end up losing the series. But still, I do think it's important to start off. I mean, if you're any team, I think it's important to not let your foot off the gas pedal going into the second half, but especially this team, because, look, the Atlanta Braves are not as good as they were last year, especially now that they've been missing Strider, they've been missing Acuna, they've been missing two of the biggest superstars in the game right now. So I get that, but the Braves are still a good team, and they've won this division the last 6 years, right? Since 2018. They've been winning this division. So I do think as better, the Phillies are a better team than the Braves this year, for sure. Everyone and their mother can agree on that this year, that the Phillies are a better team than the Braves. But I think it's important that going ahead, that you keep your foot on the gas pedal. So I think it is a big deal that they didn't get swept in this first series, you know, coming out of the All-Star break, because you want to make sure that there's no let off of that gas pedal. I do think it's strong for the Phils to get this third, to get this win here, you know, after a strong Tyler Phillips outing and a good showing by the offense, which is my next two takeaways pretty much, which goes right here to Tyler Phillips. Great outing by Tyler Phillips. Goes 6, gives up 4 hits. His first walk in the majors comes in this game. So 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, 85 pitches on the day. And hey, like all day, I mean, look, Pittsburgh's offense isn't phenomenal by any means, but I mean, honestly, neither is Oakland's. I mean, Oakland's isn't horrible. But Pittsburgh's offense, not one of the better offenses in Major League Baseball, but still, Tyler Phillips coming up from the minors and being able to give you outings like this, following up the Oakland outing, which was, again, like Tyler Phillips coming up, when you call a guy up like that, you're just asking for halfway decent outings. So the Oakland outing, I was fine with. I was fine with that Oakland outing. I'm more impressed with this outing, because Tyler Phillips, we're not expecting anything from this guy, right? Not expecting really anything, but I was impressed. I was impressed yesterday. Was definitely impressed with what Tyler Phillips brought to the table. I really like his sinker sweeper combination. I do think it works really well for him. And I know he's not like a huge strikeout guy, but just getting hitters out in general, only giving up 4 hits on the day, important to only give up a few hits and really missing bats. I know only the 3 strikeouts, but you know, missing bats to the point where you're not giving up many hits, I do think that's really important. And he could have gone a little longer on the day, only 85 pitches, but you get it to the bullpen and they do their job. you know, getting it to Junior Marte, Alvarado, and Ruiz to shut the Pirates out and get out of there with a win. So thought that was important. Tyler Phillips, a great outing. Didn't need him to have a perfect outing, but six shutout innings, you will take it all day. Third takeaway from this third game of the series, great day from the offense. Six runs on 11 hits. You get RBIs from six different players in this lineup. Everybody in the lineup gets a hit except for Kyle Schwarber, but even he walked twice. So everybody in this lineup doing their job that they're supposed to do, you know, especially that at the top of the lineup with Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Alec Boehm, Nick Castellanos. I know the RBI came late in the game. It was almost like kind of a garbage time home run to a certain extent. I mean, they say, what do they say? Garbage time touchdowns and garbage time points for NBA players. Like, whatever. So, but Nick Castellanos, you know, still on the stat sheet with an RBI, but Turner, Harper, Boehm, all coming in that seventh inning, by the way, right? Weston Wilson, Garrett Stubbs, doing their damage early in the game. Weston Wilson with the sac fly, Garrett Stubbs with the RBI single. Hey, put some respect on Garrett Stubbs' name. Put some respect on Garrett Stubbs' name. Going for 2 for 3 with an RBI. But Turner, Harper, Boehm, Castellanos, all with runs batted in this game. So thought that was important for the offense to have a big day, especially a day coming off of where they only were able to get one run on a Harper homer, and that was late in the game, and you know, weren't able to do much off of Pittsburgh's, you know, Luis Ortiz, Chapman, and Bednar. So that was, it's important for the offense to have a bounce back day. You know, the first game of the series they were great, but you know, yesterday not so great. So 6 runs on 11 hits. And Phils get the job done behind Tyler Phillips, and a great day from the Phils lineup. Series takeaways. So first thing on the docket here for the series takeaways. I'm conflicted on the closer role. I would love to know your thoughts, and I think I probably asked you guys last podcast. I'm extremely conflicted on the closer role still, because I want Jeff Hoffman to be my high leverage guy. I want him to be the high leverage guy. I would love for him to be the closer. It's just, I think it's important that you have a high leverage guy, someone that you trust the most. I think someone that you trust the most should be your high leverage guy. But I also think it's important that you have a closer that you trust very well. And I don't think there's anybody on this roster in the bullpen right now that I can say, man, I really trust them. You know, there are guys like Matt Strom and Kirkring who have been great this year, have been awesome this year, but I can't say that I would really trust them going into the postseason. Now, you can give guys a chance, right? You can give guys that shot.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
But you're trying to win the World Series this year. You're trying to win the World Series this year. And I'm also conflicted on that because I'm not willing to give up the farm for Mason Miller. And who knows what he would be like in the postseason? You don't know. We've never seen him there. We've never seen him in the postseason. So I know I'm kind of like talking myself through this right now, but I haven't really been able to come to a conclusion on what I really want. I think as we get closer to the trade deadline here, I mean, we're getting really close. I mean, we are 9 days away. I don't know. I feel like I'm changing my mind every day on this stuff for the most part. I don't know. But I would love to know your thoughts out there. Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Should the Phillies go all in on someone like Mason Miller? Do you want someone like Tanner Scott? Do you want someone like him as well? Are you? I mean, I think they're gonna. They're definitely gonna. I think they will add a bullpen arm at the deadline. I think they will add a bullpen arm at the deadline. But I don't know. Is it? Are we going after somebody that you just want another big arm? I don't know. There are already a lot of big arms in this bullpen, though. I mean, I feel like if you're going to go out and get somebody, it's got to be somebody that you trust. That you're gonna trust. I'm not sure, man. Is Jose Alvarado the guy right now? I'm not sure. And I haven't even really mentioned this. I'm going off of, you know, Friday night. Jose Alvarado not looking great this as of late. And, you know, it was the reason why the Phils lost for the most part was the reason why they lost on Friday night was because he comes in and he does not do his job. he loses the game for him in the ninth inning. So I'm not sure. I'm very conflicted on what they should do at the closer role because I love this bullpen. I think they're stacked to they're so stacked. But it's important to have a guy you trust in high leverage situations and a guy you trust in the ninth inning to get those last three outs. I think those two things are just extremely important. So those things extremely important. First takeaway there, just conflicted on the closer role. Would love to know your thoughts, though. Second takeaway, you get JT back. You get JT Realmuto back. He was reinstated on Saturday for Saturday night's game against the Pirates. Ends up going 1-for-3, so he gets a hit in his day back. And you get your lineup back. It feels like we haven't had our lineup in forever, starting with JT getting hurt. So JT gets hurt. Schwarber got hurt. Bryce got hurt. I mean, Trey was hurt for a little while there, too. Even Marsh had a week or two where he was hurt. So it feels good to have the entirety of your lineup back now. So you have JT Realmuto back, and you have everybody back now. So that's exciting going into the second half here. That right now, you know, knock on wood, I'm sure you could hear that. Knock on wood, the Phils have their starting lineup now, and you know, fingers crossed that you don't have too many injury problems for the rest of the year. You know, you still have Tywin Walker and Spencer Turnbull out, but for the most part, not too many teams are able to escape injuries, you know, for the entirety of the season. It just doesn't really happen all that often. It just doesn't. Like, players get hurt. Players get hurt. It's what you can do, and when those players do get hurt, the depth that you have. So I think that is really important. But the Phils get JT back, and now they have their opening day lineup. Stubbs was in the lineup yesterday, but you know, just trying to ramp JT back up a little bit. Third takeaway from the series against the Buccos: Nick Castellanos off to a good start in the second half of the season. This series against Pittsburgh goes 5-for-12, a home run, 3 RBIs, 2 of those RBIs coming on Friday, and the last one coming on the homer against Pittsburgh in the day game. And I think it's important for him to have a good second half. Because if they don't get a fairly big name at the deadline, which I'm not necessarily advocating for, I don't want to get someone like Luis Robert. I'm not going to go into all that. I'm just going to say that if they don't get a big name at the deadline, they're going to need Nick Castellanos to have a good second half. You know, Brandon Marsh, I like Brandon Marsh. I think he's underrated. I think he's underrated, but can only really hit righties. And they're going to need someone like Nick Castellanos to have a bit of a hot second half. I don't think it's the end-all, be-all, but I do think it would just be, it's a big deal because of his contract, but for this team, you know, it's depending on what they do at the deadline. You know, because if they don't get a big outfielder, then you're really going to be relying on him, which they should rely on him. I mean, he should be someone to be relied on. He big contract, was great in Cincinnati, was good in Detroit for years. He's supposed to be a better player than this. He just is. So Nick Castellanos, important for him to have a good second half. Important, depending on what they do at the deadline, important for him to have a good second half, just the way I view it. Injuries and moves. So updates on Taiwan Walker and Spencer Turnbull, and we'll get to a former Phil now that signed with Arrival. And we kind of all saw this coming. It had been talked about because it made so much sense for them, but it happens. Taiwan Walker with the right index finger inflammation. Walker threw an up and down bullpen session a couple of days ago at PNC Park. Manager Rob Thompson said he expects Walker to throw another bullpen during the team series against Minnesota the next couple of days, then throwing batting practice once the Phils return home later that week, or this week, excuse me. He will eventually need at least a couple of rehab starts before he rejoins the rotation, so they're expecting him back in August for Taiwan Walker. Spencer Turnbull. Turnbull, according to Rob Thompson, expecting him to throw on a flat ground from 120 feet sometime this week. If all goes well, he could progress to throwing a bullpen by as soon as the end of this week. So Spencer Turnbull making some progress, as both of Taiwan Walker and Spencer Turnbull both expected to return sometime in August. For Turnbull, it's going to be later, probably like late August, but have more updates for you as we go throughout the season. Whit Merrifield signs with the Atlanta Braves. And we all felt like this was coming, right? Whit Merrifield signing with Atlanta. Needed a bit of depth there, did the Atlanta Braves. And Jeff Passan, by the way, breaking the story just 43 minutes ago. Saying the super utility man Whit Merrifield and the Atlanta Braves are in agreement on a major league deal. Merrifield was released recently by the Phils. He'll join the Braves today and help provide depth after the injury to all-star second baseman Ozzie Albies. So there you go. Who knows what, I mean, it would be very Philadelphia thing if Whit Merrifield went to Atlanta and just all of a sudden got hot. But he was terrible this year for the Phils. He is getting older. I'm not sure what to expect from Whit with the Braves, but Whit Merrifield signing with the Braves, and there you go. So Whit signing a major league deal with Whit Merrifield from the Braves. Thank you to Phillies.com for the injuries and moves, the updates there, and thank you to Jeff Passan, reporter for ESPN, for that tweet. And a little bit of news there on Whit Merrifield, the former Phil from this year. So preview for the next couple of days for the series against the Minnesota Twins. The Twins are 54-44, second in the AL Central. Offense, seventh in runs scored. Starting pitching, not so great this year. 23rd in earned run average. Their bullpen, pretty good. Top 10 in baseball. 8th in ERA. That is for their bullpen. Projected starters, we are looking at 7:40 start tonight. It's going to be Bailey Ober versus Ranger Suarez. Ranger Suarez back. He was expected to come back against Minnesota, and here he is. He's going to have the first start tonight against Minnesota. Bailey Ober versus Ranger Suarez. Again, a 7:40 start tomorrow. Simeon Woods Richardson versus Zach Wheeler. Wheeler was also expected to be back for the Minnesota series. Well, not be back. He wasn't hurt, right? I mean, he missed the All-Star game and was expected to start against Minnesota, and here he is starting against Minnesota. 1:10 on Wednesday. That's going to be Louis Varland and Aaron Nola. So Varland versus Nola to cap off the final game of the series. And then later in the week, it's going to be the Cleveland Guardians, as the Phils have off Thursday. And then next week is going to be the Yankee series. Cannot wait for that. So Yankees, Guardians, so Twins to start the week, Thursday off, Guardians, and then the New York Yankees, and cannot wait for the Yankees to be here. That's going to be always pretty exciting. Anytime you get to face like the Red Sox or the Yanks, especially the Yanks, yeah, it's the Yankees. So that is going to do it for me on this episode of Phillies Today. Appreciate all of you listening out there, and make sure you stay tuned for Justin Morgenstein, Kyle Forsini, Dan Wilson. They all do a great job on this show. I will be back on Thursday, but definitely listen in every single chance you can on the channel, as those other guys that I mentioned do a phenomenal job on the channel. So that's going to do it for me, Phillies Today, Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.